Trump hypes Nevada's Sam Brown after poll showing dominance. By Nick Gilbertson on April 12, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is elevating leading Nevada Republican Senate candidate Sam Brown after an internal poll showed him dominating his primary opponents. Trump took to Truth Social Friday to share a pair of graphics hyping a potential Nevada ticket in November, headlined with himself in the presidential race and Brown in the Senate race. Donald Trump and Sam Brown are the clear choices of Nevada's Republican voters and donors, the digital flyer reads. Democrats are terrified of a united Trump-Brown ticket in Nevada. The 45th president sent out another post with a graphic promoting a united ticket featuring himself and the now-retired Army captain, who was forced off the battlefield after sustaining serious burns from an improvised explosive device in Afghanistan. Trump's posts elevating Brown follow an internal poll conducted by the Torrance Group and first reported by Breitbart News, which showed Brown with a towering lead over his Republican opponents. He scored 58% of support in the poll taken April 7 to 10, giving him a commanding 52-point lead over his nearest opponent, former State Representative Jim Marchant, R., who is at 6%. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Tony Grady and former U.S. Ambassador to Iceland Jeff Gunter, who was apparently a registered Democrat in California as of at least August 9, 2023. According to Los Angeles County Registrar records reviewed by Breitbart News, tie at 3%. 7% either selected none of the above or would back another candidate not listed, while 22% were undecided. The Torrance Group's polling memo further reported that Brown's support would climb another 16 points if Trump were to endorse him. Much of this movement would come from those who are currently undecided and are waiting to see if President Trump decides to endorse a candidate in this race, the memo notes. Marchant, Grady, and Gunter also trail Brown on the favorability and name identification fronts. More than three-quarters of respondents had favorables of Brown, while 8% had negative ones, and 9% had not heard of him. Marchant fares second best with a 41-11 favorable versus unfavorable rating, but 29% of voters were unfamiliar with him. Shares of 12% of voters had positive views of Gunter, who entered the race in April, while 3% had negative views. Grady had identical numbers, as the vast majority of respondents had not heard of either man. 69% of respondents were unfamiliar with Grady, and 67% were unfamiliar with Gunter. The poll sampled 500 likely Republican primary voters between April 7 and 10. The margin of error, MOE, is plus or minus 4.5 percentage points.